I've been with you 3.5 years. I've been training you. I've been discipling you. I've been teaching you. You don't understand what I teach you. You don't understand why I'm teaching. You've not learned a lot, but we're about to fix all of that. This competition thing you got going, very displeasing, but we're about to whack that one too. And he says, listen, the whole key is this. Stay in Jerusalem until you're clothed with power from on high. I would like to suggest once again to you, this is actually an older concept for us, but I would like to suggest once again to you that your conversion was not the ultimate aim of the gospel. It was necessary so that the ultimate aim could be reached. The ultimate aim of the gospel was for you and for me to be filled with the fullness of God, with God Himself. So Jesus tells His disciples, don't leave town until you're baptized in the Holy Spirit and fire. John the Baptist was called the greatest of all the Old Testament prophets. Turn to Matthew chapter 11, and we're going to look at something in that chapter, Matthew 11. Matthew 11, verse 2. Now, these are verses we actually read, I think, just 2 or 3 weeks ago. I think we've studied it real recently, but I want to do just a little different twist, if we can, this morning, because of what I believe God's put on my heart. Verse 2. When John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples, and he said to him, are you the coming one, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said to them, go tell John the things which you hear and see. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Blessed is he who is not offended in me. We're going to stop right there. We'll read a little bit more in a minute. John the Baptist had an unusual ministry. He was the greatest of all Old Testament prophets. Later in this chapter, it says, the least in the kingdom is greater than John. When Jesus came to be baptized by John, John didn't want to do it. Jesus said, permit it at this time. And John made this statement. He says, I need to be baptized by you. I need your baptism.